Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Hi. If I look funny here on camera...
Why do you look funny?
...is because I'm sitting askew in my chair.
Why?
Because I have a lower back issue.
You've had a back issue for a while, and that's no fun, is it? Is it constant pain to you?
I'm having a good time.
Having a good time with your back pain? No, is it a constant kind of nag?
Yeah, it's like an old ex-wife. You know?
Take it easy, Fred.
Not really.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, endearing himself to ex-wives all around the country.
Well, I have an ex-wife.
I know you do.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know you're just kidding. Of course you are. Okay. Fred, so anyway, yes. Have you gone to Dr. Michael Sheps for treatment, obviously?
Yeah, I have. So he called me the other day.
And?
Doreen in the office called me and said, get in here.
Yeah.
So I got to get over there. I'm driving up and down, you know, over to Newport Beach for my brain. And
you're doing a lot.
There's just so much going on that I was trying to get my daughter out here and her boyfriend.
Is that going to work out?
It's now delayed because of my issues.
Oh, boy.
And so...
What, do you got to do some moving or something? You got to lift things?
Yes. It's an old steamer trunk. And if you've got an extra steamer trunk, send it over to me.
Right? The steamer trunk will do it. Hey, we're here every week at this time. We love you. We're on 790, our flagship KABC in Los Angeles. We're on radio stations all around the country. Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on Sirius XM. We got messages coming in, emails from people that are tuning in every week on Sirius XM. So welcome aboard the show here. We're going to take you behind the scenes in sports. We have a lot to talk about today.
How far back behind the scene are we going, Mike?
Let's go back to...
I got to pack some things.
You once were in the locker room there where the Babe used to sit in New York. You
might as well... Babe. No matter when, every time I go to the plate, I think of the Babe.
You do, don't you? That's good. All right. If you want to email Fred, it's freddreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred. D-R-Y, there's your dry. E-R, there's your put it to get your dryer. Fred Dreyer at CRN. I'll spell that. CRNtalk.com. Fred Dreyer Show, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 50%. $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. Hyundai.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you know, this last week, they were showing some home runs. I guess Shohei Ohtani nailed one out of the ballpark last week, and Aaron Judge seemed to hit one even farther. And so now there's been some talk about Shohei Ohtani and the Angels, and is this their last year to try to make something happen? You got Mike Trout there, you got Shohei Ohtani. Other teams want to get him. It's his last year. Maybe other teams are going to want to see if they can steal him away and sign him up. What do you think? This is the Angels' last hurrah to get a championship or something with this combo of Trout and Shohei Ohtani?
I say this all the time, that in Los Angeles, news coverage, sporting events and of players and of great individuals. So here I am.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. I have to get the old...
Fred's got
to
get that mic
set
up.
Here's my back adjustment.
That's
right
good.
Here.
Okay, that's good.
So, you know, what was I saying? The
news coverage in L.A.
The news coverage here in this town's pathetic. It's pathetic. I've said it. I hope it gets out. It's pathetic.
Why?
Nobody asks a pertinent question. Nobody presses anybody. When you've got a recalcitrant star, when you have somebody who's a little bit, pushing you off, you know, I don't want to talk to you, you got to come out and say, hey, listen, we're paid to cover you. Turn around and talk to the press. There's the lights, the camera, and the action. You're up. They did that when I was in New York in 69. There was more coverage with the New York Giants, who were an average team when I was there.
Yeah.
When I left, they were worse. And but the issue was, the talk, I noticed it right away. That's why under any circumstances, whatever it was, I got along with the press for the 3 years that I was there. And when I see things like this, I just say, why doesn't somebody yell out and ask him? You know, come on, let's go. They did the same thing to Barry Bonds. Then they got intimidated and they wouldn't talk to him. Like he was going to punch him. Can you imagine?
Well, they get nervous. But in New York, they've always been good. You're right about that. New York is a little tougher market. Well, not so much now, though, anymore.
You got the 3 or 4 or 5 states represented by news coverage. at every sporting event, you know. And so I've always been amazed that somebody says something and nobody covers it. Nobody has the decency to give to tell a guy or know how to talk to the stars. And they still don't know how to do it. They refuse to do it. They want to be good guys. They want to get that box lunch and that soda on the airplane when they go back east for a 10-game road trip. That's what they're looking for. They want to be a nice guy. They want to be liked and talk. You know, our friend David Vasse, who is a reporter for Fox, he's not hired by
Handles the Dodgers. You're right.
And he's a great guy. People like him. And David is more of a reporter and asks the best questions than anybody else who works for the newspapers or the TV outlets.
Goes and gets into their mind. Like when they were talking to Otani here, they said might as well talk about the elephant in the room. Everybody knows it's his contract is up.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that he and Trout together are a combination. Everybody knows Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, has wanted to get a winner and put this together and has tried hard by doing a lot of signings. So let's get it together. What does it take to get into October and get into a World Series? This should be the image.
New York, what they would do back in the day when I was back there and the things that I saw, you know, this was, you know, Mickey Mantle's last year, 69.
Right.
This was when the great turnover of great ex-Yankees of the 40s and the 50s and the 60s were now turning over to the new Yankees, you know. And they gave him a hard time. They didn't let him go.
The reporters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in that whole tri-state area, you know, was loaded with reporters, and I realized, you know, I talked to a lot of reporter guys. And they weren't from different places in the country, different parts of the United States.
Right.
They were Yankee lovers growing up, and they became newspaper people. And they loved the Yankees, and they loved reporting on them. And that's the key factor is, you know, to know your subject. And it's so frustrating today. I don't watch television. I don't watch a lot of it. I just I try to find out what's going on and go from there. Anyway, I'm rambling on here, but the NBA stars here, the star, doesn't want to work with, doesn't want to work with Doc Rivers.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah, this is now you're going to basketball
and
on
here,
us now.
Well, let me just send me just,
yeah, go ahead.
Just a second. There was a slow thing going on here. You know, you have to be able, if you're a player,
right?
You got to be able to talk to the press and tell them exactly what it is you think and what you're doing, what you want. And it's a challenge at best today in today's world of everybody has visual. They just want sound bites and they run down to the corridor and get another sound bite. And then they get in the Jeep and they drive by the, you know, donut shop and on their way home. And then they type it in. And by the time they get home and have a martini, you know, their job as a reporter for the weekend news is finished.
You're absolutely right, and the story here you're talking about was the 76ers surprised a lot of people in the NBA when they this last week fired their head coach Doc Rivers after three seasons. Doc had guided the 76ers to records better than 500 in each of the past three regular seasons, but his teams failed to advance past the Eastern Conference semifinals. So you know, and apparently you're saying there's some players there that don't want to play for him now. And so if you're a reporter, don't you ask why? Don't
exactly.
You that's what you're saying, right, friend?
Exactly. Why don't you ask why? And here's the deal. You got to speculate if he loses that game, which he did, Doc Rivers loses this game, and the 76ers are cast out of the playoffs. Shouldn't there be a newspaper reporter by the time that happens? Go into his boss at the desk and say, "I want to cover this news about the collapse of the Philadelphia 76ers. I want to cover it. I want to talk to the owner. I want to talk to the head coach. I want to talk to some of the coaches. I want to talk to the players. And I want to talk to Joel Embiid. And I want to do it over a series of 3 or 4 weeks. So at the end of the year, when I guess right that this team's tanking, I'm going right to the head cheese guy."
Yeah,
and that is Doc Rivers. And look at Doc Rivers, his record. What was it? There's something in here.
Yeah, he was over 500 in each of the three seasons.
He lost 10 games,
but he couldn't get it in past the first round of the playoffs. And ESPN's Ramona Shelbourne, she says it might not have just been not getting past the playoff success because of what you're talking about, James Harden and Doc Rivers, the player, the coach. If the player doesn't want to play for the coach nowadays, they're making some money. What do you choose between the player? You get the coach. Something's got to give, and here goes the deal. It's like the coach is gone.
Well, these players can fire a coach anytime they want.
They sure can, and they did.
And they do it, and it's pathetic, and an owner should be active. They wouldn't do that to Jerry Buss, by the way.
No, the late Jerry Buss would be in there talking it out and straightening it all out.
Yeah, and backed up by Jerry and Magic and everybody else. So, you know, it comes down to, loyalty under fire.
We'll be back with more here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge here, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm the host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking a little basketball, baseball here. Let's talk a little baseball because, I want to talk about the changes the rules have made into baseball, and I kind of like them. I like the games being 2.5 hours and moving along. I didn't know if I'd like it. I kind of like that a lot. I understand Clayton Kershaw doesn't like the fact that he can't throw over to first base 8 times or whatever. Once you throw
I think there's something in there that could be adjusted.
That could be adjusted. I would agree with you, and Clayton as well, too. But you know, we kind of talk about coaching and what's going on. Let me talk to you a little bit here because James Outman was having a great season and then kind of fell into a little bit of a slump. And I was watching the games there. James Outman's a rookie on the Dodgers, and some of those pitches that he received on the first pitch were right down the pocket there. I mean, right in the center of the plate, and he wasn't swinging. I mean, he's been in a little slump, swinging, right? And so I started thinking back to a story I'll tell you about in a second, but I noticed in a recent game, Dodgers were tied to 3-3, bases were loaded against Minnesota, and that first pitch was plunked right over the plate, and Outman this time swung at it and hit a grand slam home run. So sometimes I'm thinking, and Fred Dreyer, I need your comments here, when you're in a slump, sometimes you got to go for that first pitch. Don't put yourself in a hole right out of the box. What's your thoughts?
Well, that's true. It's as simple as, swing at the first pitch because that'll be your best chance to get the results you want in this at-bat. Doesn't mean you have to do it for the rest of the game or make a career adjustment. You know, you get 180-some-odd games, 257 games they play or something like that.
Yeah.
It's preposterous. And if it comes down to you coming off the bench or coming up to the plate, if you've been watching and clocking the pitchers and how they work and how they think, you got a pitcher out there with the bases loaded. The one thing he doesn't want to do is lose this guy. He wants to get him.
Yes.
How is he going to do it? How is he going to attack me? He's going to try to chip away at 3 strikes that I've been issued.
Yep.
I get 3 strikes in this at bat.
Yep.
If he can get one, he's chopped away 33% of my opportunity.
That's correct.
So all you got to do is say, you know what? I can't lose out. The best percentage of me getting the barrel of the bat on the ball is the first pitch of my at bat.
That's it.
And no matter who it is, no matter what it is, Mookie Betts has done that.
Yes.
He did that when he was in Boston, for crying out loud.
And here's the thing. Clayton Kershaw always tries to establish the first strike. And if I'm on another team, that's maybe my best pitch I'll get in that hole at bat against Kershaw. Once he gets ahead of me in the count, he's going to start chipping away at the corners and doing what he does best.
That's right. If he can get ahead, now you've given him an at bat.
That's right.
You have thrown away your at bat.
Yeah.
Now you're defensive.
Now, here's some stories. You've been telling stories here on the show. Let me tell one and get your comments.
Yeah.
This came to me from the great Reggie Smith, Dodger player. He played with the Cardinals. Later was coaching. And he was talking about a player who was young, a new kind of youngster, rookie came up, and was playing on the Dodgers. And for some reason, he was never swinging at the very first pitch. Now, I'm kind of that kind of a guy, too. When I played ball, I always thought, I'm not going after the first one. I want to get that pitcher tired, get him to throw a few things. But like you're saying now, sometimes it could be the best pitch in your bat. So Tommy noticed this, and he had Reggie working with the kid, and he calls Reggie over. He says, tell that kid that he's got to go after sometimes that first pitch. It's the best one. It could be the best one. Kid still doesn't do it. Reggie talks to him. The kid says, I don't do that. That's not the way I play the game. And so Tommy comes back and says, Reggie, I told you, go in there and talk to this guy. And so Reggie says, look, you're going to get in trouble with the skip here if you don't go ahead and talk about it. He says, now you got to swing at this. And the kid says, sorry, I don't do that. That's not what I do. And so he says, well, come with me. And he goes to Lasorda's office and he says, tell him what you told me. And Reggie said, to his credit, the kid said the exact same thing. And so Tommy says, so you won't swing at the first pitch ever. Is that right? No, I won't. That's not what I do. 2 days later, the kid's traded. goes to another team. The coach on that team calls Reggie Smith and he says, "What's wrong with so-and-so?" And then Reggie says, "He doesn't swing at that first pitch." Yeah, that's right. Lasts about a week on that team, gets traded to another team. That coach calls Reggie Smith, says, "What's going on?" He's not going to switch. Well, apparently that team says, "You better start swinging at the first pitch or we'll throw you down in the minor leagues and you'll never come out." Mm-hmm. And the guy went on to become a great ball player. And so if I told you the name, you would say, "Whoa." And that's the story behind it. Now, does that happen? You see it happen in baseball. Does that happen in football as well, too, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it happens in every aspect.
The mental part, right?
Of human competition. You know, you think you're wide open. That synapse in your head's wide open. You have an opportunity to decide what it is you want to do with your opportunity. In football, it's one thing. In basketball, baseball, it's another. But in taking at bats, the toughest thing there is to do is to hit a baseball with a round bat. It's difficult, and they go on hiatuses to see the gurus around the country, around the world, every year to try and figure out what's the best overall philosophy of taking an at-bat. Well, those at-bats it's predicated on what are the circumstances of the at-bat. You know, is it the ninth inning and, or the first inning and you're just going to take a pitch? Why? Because you want to see what kind of stuff the pitcher has?
Yes.
I've never believed that. You know, everybody knows what Kershaw throws and he throws it very well. The people that hit him swing on the first pitch.
So now let's take this, if we can, and make a little another change here and get your comments on this. So here's this guy, Joey Gallo, has a great time with the Texas Rangers, gets traded to the Yankees. That New York pressure is there, doesn't really do the job, comes to the Dodgers last year, plays on the Dodgers. The Dodgers didn't re-sign him. Now he's now on the Minnesota Twins. Joey Gallo, big home run hitter, but he's striking out a lot, not making connections. All of a sudden, the Twins, Minnesota's Twins, are in first place. Who's the leadoff hitter? It's Joey Gallo. So the coaches have taken this guy's head and turned it around a little bit and given him a different fit for the game. Am I correct here?
Well, it seems that way. I think Gallo's problem was they put him in the third, fourth, fifth slots.
Yeah.
Wherever he was.
Yeah.
And they said, "Your job is to hit home runs."
Yeah, that's right.
And so he geared himself to do just that. And in doing so, He kind of ruined his position as a hitter. So what they did is they put him in another position,
leading off, yeah,
forcing him to change how he approaches the barrel to the bat.
Good deal.
Which is choke up, shorten up,
yep,
and punch the ball where it's pitched.
And this is what a good coaching staff will do. Am I correct here?
Well, you would hope so.
It
seems to me that Gallo, I liked him when he was here.
I remember when he played for the Dodgers.
I remember when he was with the White Sox.
Yeah.
But he's a great athlete. You know?
Yeah, well, so they changed it around a little bit. Now, also, with these new rule changes, you got a little bit bigger base. And so, and now you got to keep moving. You can't throw so many times. You can throw two times on the third throw to first base. You can't throw there anymore. So the game has become more of a game for runners, for stealing bases, for bunts. You take the Twins, they had, I think, in that recent series, I was just watching them on TV. They were playing the Dodgers here last week. And it's like they had stolen 11 bases. I think they stole around seven alone in the series with the Dodgers.
And beat them.
You got to take advantage of the teams you're playing and change it around a little bit because of these new rules.
Well, here's the other thing. What's the difference? What you actually wind up getting caught doing? You're putting a guy on second base in extra innings.
Oh, I hate that.
Right?
Rule.
Wait a minute.
I hate that.
You're putting a guy on second base
in the 10th inning.
Innings.
Yeah, 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah.
Right. And so you don't need to steal. So during the game, the 9 innings, in order to get to second base, you have to steal.
Yes.
So most of the Most of the impact on the game during the game is let the pitcher and the hitter and the batter are in concert. They're on the same side,
right?
And they're going to say, "I want you to steal. I'm going to give you an opportunity to steal." The guy says, "Okay," and they work it out and they work the pitcher because they know he's got two pitches. You got two times to throw over.
Right.
Okay, throw over. Okay, now I'm running either now or a little bit later. So the hitter is free to do what he wants to do as long as he knows that runner is taken off.
Yeah, and so you got to play those new rules and strategy to your advantage on the team. And I think a good coaching staff gets that going a little bit, gets the team together.
You know, I mean, the Dodgers are arrogant in many ways in their philosophy.
They've changed, though, somewhat. They used to be all home run. They're starting to do a little more running. Most teams are now.
Well, you better or you're going to lose key games. If I'm in a playoff game and it's playoff series, I'm loading, I'm front loading, I'm getting guys on base, and I'm running them. I'm going to drive these pitchers nuts.
Exactly. It's the key to it. Hey, if you have questions for us, don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him questions. We got some we're going to get to here in the next segment. A lot of questions for you, and we also are you're streaming on Twitter. You can go ahead and put some comments up there in our chat room on Twitter Live there. So I'm sorry, on Facebook Live. So check that out. Follow Fred, by the way. Email him at his website, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll get to your questions and answer them for you. Good stuff, though. I'm enjoying the baseball season. The games are moving along, I think, Fred, a lot better with the rules.
Yeah. I think the rules clearly have helped everybody enjoy the game.
Can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true.
Well, give them credit where the credit's due.
There you go. Got it from Fred Dreyer. He gave him some credit. They should hopefully give you back your card.
Due. And it's due, actually.
It's kind of running up a bill on your credit card. We'll be back.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, who's leaning in and out of his picture frame more and more than this bad back.
It's not that I'm indecisive.
The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call you Sultan of safeties.
You may, yes.
Two safeties in one football game in the same quarter.
Who were they?
Jim Delgazo and
Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter.
Toiling for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. In the same quarter. Unbelievable. Anyway, welcome back here to the show. We should get to, got a lot of people here with messages and things for you, Fred Dreyer. So let's get to them here a little bit and get everybody to say hi. We got Kathy says, to you, Fred, you're looking good. You got a lot of women here in the chat room.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
To Kathy, so we appreciate that comment. Bruce, he's a guy. He says, hi, guys from New Mexico. Nikki is greeting you from Nebraska. Katrina's here. She says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, how you all doing today? And I enjoy watching you all on CRN. And she loves Hunter. And, you know, people have been talking to you for years, Fred, about that syndicated show you did, you and Disney together, Land's End. That's being played now on TV, is it not?
It's out there. You got to look for it.
Yeah. So check it out.
And I'll say this. I'm not being mysterious.
Okay.
It's just that... there was only 22 hours, so it's difficult to sell that, to cycle it into reruns, unless you package it and put it together with some other shows.
Yeah.
So sometimes they luck out and they get like five shows they put together. This is one of them, and it really hits.
Yeah, it's good, too, because people were not able to find it, couldn't find it on DVD. It's on there. Now, somebody will tell us on Tubi or something, somewhere like that,
right.
too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's good. Now, other comments here we go. Rachel wants to know how you're doing. She says, I'm here from Birmingham, Alabama, listening to my favorite actor, Fred Dreyer, and also to you, Michael Horn, on Facebook. Well, thank you very much. That's good.
Mike's a good actor.
Yeah, I really am. I'm acting like I like you on this show. It's good. And John says...
And you know something? It's wearing thin.
It is.
But it still stands up.
It still works well. One of my best roles that I've had here is great. Okay, also we got... let's see, who else is here? John says, hi, Fred. Hi, Mike Horn. He's in Pleasantville, New York. We got Lori tuning in from Iowa. She says, here she's saying, I agree, back pain bites. And she says, having a procedure next week to relieve mine. Now, have you thought about having any kind of a procedure, Fred Dreyer, on your back?
I have a procedure every time.
What does that mean?
No, yeah. I have a procedure.
Move closer to that microphone so I can hear your procedure.
Well, I can't.
Dude,
because
I wish we could get a picture of your feet that are sitting up on the camera. But that's a whole other story for another show. No, we can't. Now, unless Jeremy comes back in and crawls on the floor and sets the camera button. That's good.
He cleans up after we leave.
Well, we make a mess here. But have you thought about doing some kind of an operation or a procedure?
What for?
To get your back better.
I would think if they cut into my back, it would be worse.
Okay, never mind then. I just thought I'd bring it up.
I've been dealing with this for some time now.
I know you have.
And I appreciate your insistence that I, for some reason, an operation.
Here's a comment from Kathy. She's with you on this and hitting pretty below the belt on the media here. She says, the sports coverage in L.A. is non-existent.
Completely. It's like everything else.
And she says, hello from Iowa. She says, I agree. Back pain bites. And she's having a procedure as well, too. Anyway, what else got over there?
My back problem does not involve my spine.
Well, okay. All right. This is
so.
All right. Now we have a question. What's your favorite beverage on a hot summer day?
I can't tell you that.
What do you mean you can't tell me that?
It's my secret.
Your favorite beverage on a hot day? Do you go like a.
I have a.
Like a nice cold beer.
I have
beer.
A room temperature beer. Oh,
yeah, Fred does. He's not kidding you. And listen, everybody, as if that's not the worst, Guinness, room temperature Guinness. That stuff is bad enough when it's ice cold. Fred asks, he goes to a bar, I'll say, you got any Guinness on room temperature?
If you're with friends, room temperature. Open it slowly.
Really?
Yes.
I told you that story when I was married and my father-in-law was meeting up with my dad. And my dad, you know, we're the Czech Americans and we're talking about great Pilsner beer and the Czech lager. And we're talking about the original Budweiser, Budvar, which those idiots went ahead and made Bud Light out of them. And now we all hate those guys. But it's now Czechvar outside of the Czech Republic. You can buy it. It's good beer. And so my father-in-law, Mr. Sweeney, he says, I got to get a beer for you. And he's Irish, right? And he brings out a Guinness. And my dad took one drink of that, and he was, and his face went ash, and he said, oh, that's awful. And then he realizes it's the first time he's meeting his in-laws. So he goes, that's awful. Good.
Oh, yeah.
He
recovered.
It was terrible crap.
Booted the hot grounder. Yeah,
exactly.
He booted the hot grounder.
And he recovered, right?
And then he picked it up and threw the
guy
good. Out.
All right, Nikki great. Says, love the Wednesday show. Who else we got here? Oh, someone's enjoying watching and listening to us on CRN Digital Talk Radio on Wednesday. And we also have, do we have any other comments here? Let's see what's going on. Let's see. We've got, I got you, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, on Facebook and on Twitter. And everybody hoping your back feels better, no surgery, just pain. Check out the doctor patient form on the web. Have you done that? Bruce
I've
is
done
up.
Everything, folks.
Have you really done that?
I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Warm beer.
And you know what I've come to realize?
What's that?
My only concern is to make sure, like right now when I'm not home,
right.
That my cold spot refrigerator
you
is
got a
cranking
cold spot?
Out ice.
You got a cold spot?
Yeah.
Do they still make those?
No. They don't still, I don't know. Yeah, I think they do, but
it's a cold spot.
Not the ones I'm used to having.
That's good.
With the huge ice box on the top.
You should get one of those home warranty systems where you pay X amount a year and then you pay $75 for them to come out and the guy scratch his head and go, cold spot. Here's $800.
Yeah,
go buy a new one.
You have any wrenches that'll fit this thing?
That's right. All right, let's go to the mailbag here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Here's a guy, an email from Dalton. He says, Fred Dreyer, I discovered a Sirius XM mail listing and started to listen to your show, and I had some questions. If it's okay, I'm a humongous fan of your work, including the Hunter TV show, and I'm rewatching season by season on Amazon Prime Video.
Very good.
He says, I'm also a fan of character Brian James, uh-huh. who appeared in two great episodes of the show. I also found that you and he were close and went to San Diego University.
San Diego State.
What was he like? Any stories you can tell of him?
Well, he was a good friend. I've known him for a long time. He and my friend Tim Thomerson, who were good buddies,
yep.
and I met both of them at the same time. They were both actors. Tim Thomerson, people remember, he was mostly a stand-up at the time.
Yep.
But he was a fine character actor, as was Brian James. Brian was in a lot of big movies as a tough character, and he was very inspirational for me to get involved in acting. He sent me to Nina Foch, who I became great friends
Ooh.
With. She was my coach.
That's a great coach.
And for 5 years, I studied with her.
Yeah.
So I owe a lot to those two guys, Brian and Tim.
All right. We got another question here. It says, when I was a kid, the Rams, this comes to us from TripGrade. It's a tweet. When I was a kid, the Rams were my favorite NFL team. I just found out my favorite player show I'm watching now, Hunter, is syndicated in 88 countries
mm-hmm.
in China. Fred Dreyer is still a big celebrity. Now, you may be an international incident that gets peace between everybody in China.
I'm going to go to Mitch McConnell, who's married to a Chinese communist.
Yeah, that's his wife.
He's married to a communist.
Yes, well.
Flat out, seriously.
She's, an American
so
now.
So I'll go there and I say, anything
right?
I can do to get most of the people under control for you?
Well, you're doing it through Hunter. Let me ask you this question. You're showing in 88 countries.
Yes.
If we get you in one more country, number 89, your number, 89 countries,
Mike,
what do you think?
Mike, that's the reason, and believe me, the only reason you're behind that microphone.
Thank you very much. Okay, now another guy says, here's a guy says, I've been watching Hunter lately when Fred Dreyer chases a perp on foot.
Yes.
you often leave your driver's side door open. He says, why is there never a panther in the front seat when you return? And
when
you get out of the car and Hunter, you leave the door open when you go to chase a perp. And so the listener here wants to know is why aren't there wild animals? Was there ever a bear or something trying to get into the empty law enforcement vehicle? You leave the door open.
We live in the city. I mean, should I lock it?
Well, I would chasing a perp. What would you have him do? Get out of the car, lock it.
What do you do?
Hit the alarm.
Set the alarm
he's on the run. Come on.
Yeah, we're moving.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good. Now, we got another thing. Do we have time for this? Yeah, let's go with this one here. So we have...
Is this show almost over?
Yeah, it just flies
seriously?
By. Yeah, we got like about 2 minutes left in this segment, 2 or 3 minutes in this short close. Pamela does a lot of photography and things for us, and so we thought we would talk a little bit about something she discovered here on a recent show. She said an episode of Hunter Shoot to Kill, she says, is a terrific episode from season 5.
Yep.
It's a very good script. She says excellent acting, a fan favorite in the story. While on a stakeout investigating a string of jewelry store burglaries, McCall, Dee McCall, Stephanie Kramer's role, is forced to kill a suspect in self-defense. It's a long, dark alley, and the guy's partner in crime takes his gun and jacket and tells him not to talk to the cops. So it looks like McCall may have shot an innocent man. So she's a little upset about that when she talks about it. Now, assigned to desk duty. And she's back on desk duty there, and apparently on desk duty, she's repeatedly interrogated by internal affairs. McCall is not happy because she's positive she shot the right man. So it becomes then up to you in the role of Hunter to clear her of any wrongdoing. And so she's grateful to Hunter to be back on duty. And so she asks if she's been thinking how she's going to thank him. And
I had a lot to say about how she was going to thank him.
Well, she kind of shakes her head, yes, smiles, winks, and beckons Hunter to come on over here. So you get up, apparently, and you quickly walk over, follow her, wondering what she's got in mind for you, and you get over there to the desk, and when you get there, you stop, you break the fourth wall, and you say to the audience, it really did this? You said this? He says, you know, after all these years, this could happen. So what did you have in mind in that episode?
See right there?
Yeah.
See that right there?
You're pretty smug there. You're saying, you know, after all these years, this could happen.
That's
and
right.
Supposedly, that's did right. It happen in season 6?
That's one
Come
thing
on.
I never tell.
They love your comments. They want to know.
Well, here's my comment.
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh, come on, Fred.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, but you shifted in your chair, and now you're really...
Now here I am.
You got very excited about this whole photography. Just get back in the camera shot. Anyway, if you have comments for Fred, please send them along. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, and we'll get him up there. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com / the real Fred Dreyer, and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. What's that?
Here comes the music.
That's it. That's this segment here. Yeah, we got one more, and that's it. When we come back, we'll get a little football news, get you updated on some stuff as well, too. So we got a few more items to discuss.
This year, I am going to be talking a great deal about getting rid of AstroTurf in pro football.
That's it? How many stadiums have it now? Do you know? A lot of them.
500,000.
No, they're not all professional.
Well,
locations.
It's where it starts down there with the little guys.
All right, those of you watching on video, we'll get Fred back into his camera shot since he's out of it. Can you lean back in your chair? Well, there you go. Thank
how
you.
How about that?
We'll be back with more here. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us.
It's my show.
On the Fred Dreyer Show.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back here at the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. Some quick comments here. People saying, hey, El Camino College is where the L.A. Sparks are now practicing, Fred, at your old alma mater.
Well, somebody should make use of that facility. It's a great location.
People wanting more shows, people wanting more pictures. Nikki says, you as Hunter were not thinking about ice cream at the time when you were talking about it. And there you have it. So you can get your comments in there, too. Now, we got a couple of quick stories here for you. The Raiders' Davante Adams, he's all pro. He says, a quarterback doesn't make me, I make me. He says, it's not that he's got to be with a certain quarterback. He says, you got to get together, play with who's there at the time. And he says, last season meant a lot. Even if I went and played like a dog, next year they can't say it because I've already proved that through the course of a season, played every game, put together a resume that says I do not need, you can erase the numbers, you can't write all
that. What the hell is he talking about?
He's babbling. Now, here's a story that we do want to talk about a little bit. Bo Jackson, we talked last week, has the hiccups, and he's still got them.
Yep.
He's going to go undergo a procedure about dealing with chronic hiccups.
I see, here's what I would like to know.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know what is it specifically that doctors have diagnosed him with.
Yes.
I know hiccups,
yep.
But how are they going to go about administering help to this guy?
Yep. That's really exactly.
And I've got
we got to get him on the show.
I've got a note here. I just wrote it down.
Yeah.
And that is, there's a book out. I've said this to some people a lot of times. Your body's many cries for water.
Yeah.
And it's by a Iranian doctor who's brilliant, and his name is Batman Galeej. That's right, Batman Galeej.
Who wrote the story.
And his series of books dealing with water is fabulous. You have to read it.
Maybe we'll get him on the show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's probably in Iran.
Well, then maybe we won't get him.
I'll send you over to bring you back.
Okay. That's our show, everybody.
Put him in a sack.
Tell Bo Jackson, balance7.com. Check it out. Balance, the number 7.com. Code word Fred.
Your body's mini cries for water.
That's it. It's our show. If you miss anything, of course, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Your body's mini cries for water, Bo. And if you have to, you know, figure something out, call me.
See you next week, everybody.